Good morning, 639 News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. DeVan Cook is the Santa Rosa County Administrator. He always joins us on the Tuesday following the committee meeting, which for other people you might think of that as the agenda review meeting before Thursday's regular meeting. DeVan, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Good morning, Andrew.
Hey, good to talk to you. I know you said some very, poignant things yesterday, but I did want to give you a chance before we talk about the business of the county to, give your chance to speak about the passing of somebody who you worked with for a long time. I think during his entire tenure as a county commissioner, 20 years in Don Salter this weekend.
Yes, we worked together the whole time he was commissioner. And during that time, I was primarily working in HR, human resources and risk management. And, of course, attended lots of meetings and that kind of thing. And he was always just a gentleman. He was professional. He really looked out for the employees. He was very focused on being sure employees were paid well and had good benefits. But he also did so much for the county, that was some people spoke about in the meeting yesterday, but there's so many things he did regarding economic development, but particularly the military. I mean, I was there when BRAC was happening and he was there as well. And I remember that he fought hard and, he and the people he was working with at the time, they really came up with some ideas that set Whiting Field apart so that it was saved. And it actually has been growing ever since.
Yeah, it's one of those things that you, when you have a thing, you take it for granted, and it's hard to remind yourself that that thing just might not be yours always. And so sometimes you don't see the results of work that's done to preserve the thing you have, but that's, absolutely the impact on our counties because of the military presence, and certainly for Santa Rosa with Whiting it's enormous, absolutely enormous. And a lot of that credit, again, goes to Commissioner Salter. One of the things, you and I had talked about this before, the new light at Chemukla Highway and Wallace Lake Road because of the new school that's there. I guess for the first couple of days of school, that light was not active, but it has now gone active. Some folks showed up yesterday to say, hey, man, that intersection is a catastrophe. I had been very concerned about traffic backing up there, both because of the light and because of the turn lane. We only got a day of the light being active, I think, maybe, but how did it work yesterday, and do you still have confidence that enough has been done to prepare for the traffic there?
Well, I think we've done all we can. The thing we're facing in today's world is that there are lots of people that take their kids to school, and it's very difficult when you've got so many kids and so many parents taking them to ever control the traffic. We'll see how it goes. We'll look at other options if there are any we can come up with if it's not going smoothly. So we're just going to have to see. But we did, the county designed and set the intersection up as best we could. I know the school had done a lot for stacking within their own facility for cars and car riders. But, it's just going to take time, and we'll have to see how it goes. And then if we can make some adjustments, we certainly will.
Well, you basically have this conundrum, right? As you said, and as I thought Sam Parker made a really great point yesterday talking about the usefulness of getting people to stop driving their kids to school, let the kids ride the bus, or maybe he didn't say it, but, if you carpooled and you had three or four kids in a car, that reduces the number of cars going to school at the same time during rush hour, evening and morning, by maybe, half or 75%. Like, that's the real answer is, yes, the cars are the problem, but behavior is the source of that problem. How do you solve it? Well, you might say, well, why would we put a school on a major road like this? Well, what's your alternative? Benny Russell and Avalon Middle were there up yesterday screaming about, the problems on Cyanamid and Excalibur. Like, there's no good place to put 400 cars at a time during one half hour of the morning or the afternoon, right?
Absolutely. And that's the situation we find ourselves in. And we're working with our engineers and outside engineering firms to try to look at these things as they develop and do the best we can. But it's not a problem that's going to be easily solved and most likely not going to go away anytime soon.
No. And by the way, is there any plan for widening Cyanamid? I know that was kind of something that was talked about. And, I mean, obviously that was a nothing road. And then all of a sudden it's, you know, I mean, there's house after house after house after house, thousands or at least hundreds, but I think thousands of houses and more coming to that road. Is, you know, it's like the next Avalon, basically. But is there any real plan to widen that?
We have not had any discussion, significant discussion. The person did mention it yesterday. Certainly something we're going to have to look at. You know, we've been more focused on some of the other major thoroughfares.
Sure.
That, you know, we're trying to widen, like Chemukla and Woodbine and some roads in the south end that we really need to widen. So I suspect after yesterday's meeting, Sterling Way will become a road we have to look at for widening.
Yeah, it's just, you know, and it's funny because on the one hand, you can recognize something like Chemukla or Woodbine or whatever. Obviously, we need to do work there. But, you know, maybe once in a while we could catch it before it's to that point, you know, and maybe some of these would offer that alternative as well. We're talking to Devan Cook, Santa Rosa County Administrator. Devan, hang on for just a second. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
This is brought to you by Discover Card. And Discover Card, at the end of the year, your first year, they automatically double all the cash back you've earned. That's right. Everything you've earned doubles. See terms and check it out for yourself. Discover.com/match. There is an accident this morning. This is on Quintet in Renfro. Tying things up, blocked in both directions on Quintet. This is east of the shooting center in Wallace Lake Road. If you have traffic tips, text them in 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. Back to Devan Cook, Santa Rosa County Administrator. Speaking of roads and improvements, we actually have two big steps in the right direction on the agenda Thursday. One is the PD&E for the Chemukla Highway redesign. Where would this affect and what's being looked at here?
This would be from Highway 90 all the way to Five Points. And even possibly past Five Points.
Okay.
And we're going to look at either going with a 3-lane or a 4-lane corridor. That will be what the study will help us determine how we can widen that road and make it safer. You know, we're really hoping we can work within the boundaries we have and make it a 4-lane. And that's the ultimate goal, if we can do that, to go at least to Five Points and possibly even past Five Points, on up toward the new school in that direction.
Well, yeah, because, I mean, long term, you know, I mean, thinking about it in advance, right, if you get the work done on Woodbine, both the intersections, Five Points, and also the Highway 90, and then the widening that's going to come at some point when we can afford it, and then you figure out what to do with Chemukla and get that, you know, you're really starting to alleviate a lot of that traffic. But one thing that comes to mind, I'm sure your engineers have already thought about it, but just on the chance that they're not, it seems like lessons learned from the Woodbine 90 intersection should be contemplated in whatever we do thinking about Chemukla, because it's not enough to just expand its capacity, because if you have a big capacity that's going to dump into an inadequate intersection on Highway 90, you're not probably going to solve anything long-term, right?
Well, that's true. There would, I'm sure, and it would be complicated because of the businesses there, but
sure,
we're going to have to look at some redesign there at that intersection. And, of course, we're already looking at Five Points. You know, we're coordinating the studies for Woodbine and Chemukla so that we, you know, we don't have a situation there where we haven't thought that far ahead. So we are looking at those. And again, 90 would have to be considered in how it would look there. Of course, the long-term plan for DOT is the 6-lane,
right,
90. So, you know, that's all going to have to be factored in for this PD&E study.
Yeah, all these things are coming, right? The other one, and this is just kind of a, you know, I know Dave Peach had worked on this a bunch, and I've looked at some of the maps and proposals, but in Navarre, this community access road PD&E study, that's also something that you guys are likely to approve on Thursday, right?
Yes, I expect that will be approved on Thursday. And again, as you and everyone that commutes on 98 knows, we've got to do something to try to get some of the traffic off of 98, and that would be the goal of this study, is to see if we can put a road that would run parallel that would help alleviate some of the traffic issues there in the Navarre area.
Yeah, and I mean, as I remember from, I didn't look at the maps recently, but when I looked at them before, you know, finding the route that's going to run parallel to Highway 98, but north of there, whether through existing road expansion or in some cases new road where it doesn't go right now, that's the challenge. And then, you know, of course, getting it to function with everything else that goes on during rush hour is the challenge. And again, all of that's what you start doing with the PD&E. Last thing, just real quick thing is East Bay Boulevard, the work that's been, is it finished there or we still have elements of that that need to be done? I was on vacation. I have lost track of it. And I know I have you on that phone. I was going to ask you.
We are still doing some work on East Bay Boulevard.
Okay.
It's not completely finished. I think it's substantially complete, but there are still some things that we have to do down there. So it's still being worked on.
Okay, very good. So the meeting is going to be Thursday, like always. You can go in person, watch online. DeVan Cook is the Santa Rosa County Administrator. As always, DeVan, thank you for the time. Thanks for keeping the county running and doing all the administrative things that you do that I know are so essential that maybe don't often go noticed, and keeping the staff happy, which they are great staff, and I'm glad you do work with that. DeVan Cook, thanks so much for the time, sir. We'll talk to you again in a couple weeks.
Thank you, Andrew.
Absolutely.